A control. Bop, boop, bop, boop, bop, yeah.
Sensual Substance with Brittany Inc. Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about love thyself. So I am Jarrell.
Yeah. Inna.
You know, you do your intro so smooth, I feel like you should just introduce yourself.
Lord Slumminess.
You got your boy, Cool Jazz, super Cool Jazz.
Yeah, I can't do all that.
Young Slump.
So before I get into the real nitty gritty of what my podcast is going to be about, I feel like the first thing we should talk about is loving thyself. Before you can love anybody, give yourself to anybody, and be in a great sexual relationship, you have to first understand and know your needs and how to cater to yourself. That's the only way you'll be able to even know what your body wants. You know, how can you tell somebody to hit the right spot or, you know, make you come a certain way or make you feel a certain way if you don't even know what makes you feel good? And that stems from loving yourself, figuring out your needs and exactly how to get it and obtain it. And it comes from getting a lot of things that's not positive from around you, or, you know, being so out of place and pulled in every direction that you don't do the things that bring you joy and passion anymore. You kind of get caught in this whole automatic system of living.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what the fuck we talking about. Because if I'm about to fuck, I ain't worried about none of that shit. I ain't thinking about life. I ain't thinking about shit that happened early today. I'm straight on target. You know what I'm saying? So none of that outside shit really affects me.
I understand you're still a man. I am Jarrell. And this is the reason I do have this podcast, because I want to get people from just having sex.
What the fuck they gonna do?
I want them. I want them to have a spiritual, mindful experience. It's kind of like if you ever had that sexual experience where it was just so on point from the conversation to the chemistry. The chemistry is what takes you a hold and captivates you. Their mind is what makes you so sexually attracted to them that it doesn't matter what you do, you're gonna get off. You just know you're gonna get off because you're so entwined
men
with them.
Men already know they gonna get off.
But you have women that you're just having sex with, and a lot of times in long term relationships, people forget to go back to that sensuality.
Okay, so how do you rediscover this shit?
You have to understand where you are in your life at that point in time. You have to keep reevaluating your wants and your needs and your passions and your desires. You cannot lose yourself as life throws things your way, you know, because...
What are you saying? What? Okay, look, check this out, okay? People go fuck. That's
all I know. You know what?
Hey, they are, though. Hey, no. It was
people is gonna fucking fuck. It doesn't matter. Hey, look, baby, look.
I feel like he's talking to me like a pimp. Look, baby, look right here.
Check this out. It's simple. You know, when somebody is attracted to somebody, no matter where they are in life, what they're doing, it's nothing that's going to stop two people from doing what they want to do with each other.
Yeah, but when you're not in a good place with yourself, you don't fully give yourself to another person either.
But at the same time,
and
I feel like
if you're giving, like if you're giving having, your body to somebody, I want something I feel like more if you're connecting having sex, if you're than having just sex, having sex.
If you're having sex or if you're connecting with someone and you choose to open yourself up, one, if you're not using a condom, then yeah, of course, you're sharing energies with that person. But if you're stupid enough not to be aware of what you're doing while you're having sex, then your dumb ass shouldn't be having sex. Your dumb ass needs to read a book.
Okay, I'm going to say.
Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know. You don't know what kind of vibrations that you're
receiving and taking, but I'm saying, okay.
Especially when you have a negative person, because usually what it is, it's a transference of energy.
Right. So you have all this transference of energy. And this is where unhealthy relationships stem from. Yeah, the sex can be bomb ass because people fuck. People do have sex. We're not saying they don't. I'm saying let's have something healthy if we're going to have great and bomb ass sex.
We can't change not a motherfucking thing.
Like you want a dysfunctional bitch to be. Like you want to dick her down, give her great sex, and she be dysfunctional because you know she doesn't love herself or you're not enough. What do you do for women that know you're not enough for them and they still gun-ho and you be like, fuck, I just don't want her.
I think you misreading the whole reality of the situation right here. The whole reality is that nobody, like we're in a fast-paced society right now.
We are.
We are in a, you get everything instantly. It's instant right. gratification.
Right. So, but that doesn't mean you don't want things to be slow. Because I think society has messed it up where you can't be slow.
Man, good thought right
man,
there.
Man, look. We're at a point in time. At the age where information is out there at all times of day, at the tips of your fingers with your phones, your computers, whatever it is that you have. So people are constantly moving. You know what I'm saying? And,
ooh, I had a good question.
And now...
I got a good question off of that. I'm sorry. I got a real dope-ass question from that.
What?
People got more information, more access to information. But do you think people know more now than they did back in the day?
No, I think people back in the day had the key to what a healthy and aspiring life was. I think now society has messed it up because things are instant and people want to live for now. That's why we don't have relationships. Sensual substance is to get back to the intimacy in relationships, because it's no intimacy. It's about self-gratification, and that's not loving yourself. It's not the fact of knowing more.
It's the fact of an overflooding of information, because now people become numb to tragedies. At some point in time, you wouldn't hear all of the tragedies that was happening because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you wouldn't know. They getting it by newspaper. It's just in that community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? News for that community, not really of the outside world. Now we have the outside world at our fingertips, and it's like, damn, somebody, I just seen on Facebook when I woke up this morning that somebody got hit with chemicals.
And
like a whole country got hit with chemicals, bro. And they
so what are you tying
and that's what
I don't know.
But I'm finna tie it into, because he is on the right track. I understand what you're saying, and that's the reason I'm coming and saying, you know, we're going to start off with the subject of loving yourself, because we are numb. When you're numb to society and what you see, because everything is not normal. We're numb to the fact that women are independent, self-sufficient, and man bashers. We're numb to that. That's
it's
what
not
the
all
reality
women.
I'm not saying that.
It's black women.
Okay. I'm gonna agree. Hold on. I'm gonna agree to disagree. Because as a black woman, I know my role as a woman and how to appreciate my black man. So we're not speaking for all black women.
I can't say that. You're right.
Now, and it is a majority.
For saying that like that.
It is a majority.
It's ill-informed and I don't want to say uneducated, like black women are uneducated because they're the most highest educated, you know, people in this,
man,
in this country.
I got to clear that up for you real quick.
Okay.
The reality of it is the world right now doesn't appreciate the black man enough to fight for him when he's get killed.
Let me finish.
That's why we have to create different things like Black Lives Matter and shit like that, just to make confirm the black man's existence. So this is why it is easy for you to say the black woman doesn't appreciate the black man, because nobody appreciates the black man being strong and powerful.
I appreciate the black man, and I appreciate black women, and I appreciate black love. And that's why I am coming with Sensual Substance, because I want people to understand how to get that back.
We get the purpose on why you want Sensual Substance
out there. When I say loving yourself, you have to figure out that you can no longer be numb and say, well, I have to do certain things because this is what society is doing. You have to do what's true to yourself. Not because, oh, I love that person or I want to be with that person, or if I don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. You got to do it because that's what you want.
Y'all know I'm going to tell a story. I got to tell something that just, it goes with the topic. Okay. I'm a germaphobe, and this one time I had to take a drug test, and Cool Jazz actually taught me how to hide the piss in the nozzle. He told me you got to put it in your nozzle, that's behind the nuts and like before the ass area, that's where you hide shit, your nacho. So anyways, I had that down packed pretty much, and he said, you can get high before you even go. So it was like, shit, I did that too. You know what I mean?
I did that too.
So I'm there in the interview and everything. I done finished. Now, they interviewing multiple people at once. So now I'm sitting in there, and it's time for the drug test. The dude comes in, and he hands us mouth swabs. Okay. So I'm like, hell no, this is about to go bad real quick. So I'm trying to make up excuses, everything, but it's time to mouth swab. So I put the mouth swab in my mouth. I didn't say I did though, but I put it in my mouth, but I didn't touch it with my tongue because I'm just like, fuck, I wanted the man to feel like I put it in my mouth in front of him. But he left out the room. Soon as he left out the room, I seen a girl still struggling when I opened hers. She was like medium pretty. She was like maybe a six. I'll give her a six.
Wow.
Five and a half. I mean, but she wasn't like fat or nothing like that. But anyways, I turned around and all that popped out my mouth was, hey, Shawty, look, check it out. You ain't put that shit in your mouth yet. I ain't put this one in my mouth. Put yours in your mouth. Wet it up. Give me yours. Then take this one. Wet it up. They ain't got no numbers on the sticks. You know what I'm saying?
So did she fall for it?
I mean, they had no numbers on the sticks, so it was a perfect swap. You know what I'm saying? She just had to wet hers up and then wet mine up. You know what I'm saying? And all you do is
that sounds so disgusting.
She had to wet hers up and wet mine up.
Hey, so look, this where it get bad.
This is doing all the work.
This where it get bad. So
I was not helpful at all in this situation.
I get the stick.
Cause she didn't know what she needed.
She know I was trying to get a job. Shit. She was about to help your boy. So I get the stick. And now it's wet. She didn't put it in her mouth. I got the stick. I gave her mine. Mine was dry because I didn't really touch it.
I thought you was a germaphobe.
No, I didn't have to put the stick in my mouth. After she wet it, all I had to do was put it in this little thing and twist it. And the spit would go into the thing and tell you right there automatically how much drugs was in your system. So when I gave her my stick was dry because I didn't touch it with my mouth at all because I was trying not to get none of the smoke I just had. You know what I'm saying? On the motherfucker. So I gave him the stick. You know what I'm saying? He comes back. He puts the stick I got now. He puts it in there. He twists it. The spit goes up. He says, oh, it's not wet enough. wet it up some more. I'm like, oh, shit. This is just too much. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm over here dying, my nigga. Because I'm like, oh, hell no. I can't wet that up no more because I got to put it in my mouth now. So I'm sitting there struggling with this, but I had to put it in my mouth and wet it up some more. So that from that moment, the chick knew I had to get some pussy. I didn't give a fuck. We kissed already on accident. Through this process. We kissed. Because I'd have had Joe spit in my goddamn mouth now. I'm irritated. So anyways, after that moment, I told her, you know what I'm saying, I owe her. But it was really, we had to do the kissing and all that other shit because I had already kissed her technically. Mm. So I got to the point where I was getting the monkey, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is the reason why I brought this up, because the love thyself shit. She knew she was a six and shouldn't have been fucking with a real nigga like me at that moment in her lifetime. So it was kind of like she knew I wasn't going to fuck with her on a long time, you know, long basis, right? So when I was getting in the guts and shit, she was enjoying the shit out of it. But I could feel that she wouldn't come. She wouldn't allow herself to come. Like she was, I was jabbing and I stopped jabbing. I'm like, hey man, you was about to bust a nut, man. You didn't bust your nut. Like I was irritated about that shit. I'm like, why you don't, you need to let that shit loose or something. What's wrong? You know what I'm saying? And she was like, oh, you could tell. I was like, yeah, I could tell. You need to let that shit loose. I felt it about to happen. I was waiting on it, and it didn't. You know what I'm saying? But she was so fucking wound up, she didn't want to let another loose. That didn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, she, like you say, I feel like women do get what you're talking about, because if they don't love themselves, they won't allow themselves to actually have fun and enjoy themselves.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Men don't give a fuck, though. We unhappy and get the pussy, be happy as a motherfucker for the moment we get in the pussy and then go back to the unhappiness like a motherfucker. But that one chick, she was supposed to bust that nut. And if you listening, you should have bust that nut, because now you probably ain't never bust a nut.
Wow. Hmm.
Just like that.
See how I brought that to the story, because it's important. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what you're doing. You got to love yourself like you're saying. You got to understand your body. Because I was a player. I understood bodies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in anatomy class and everything, trying to make sure I knew what I was doing. And then once I realized I was on point, I was like, shit, I know what should have just happened just now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt it. It was a rush, like, and it just, like, did not finish a rush. That's retarded. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Because women are in the mind creatures.
That pussy was dead.
That's how you know the pussy broke.
It's broke, yeah.
It's broken.
Somebody to set up a that beaver dam. That beaver had a dam in it.
So yeah, you know, if you don't love yourself, you know, the sex will be whack, or you'll be in a unhealthy relationship and you be like, oh my God, she don't never do what I want, or she don't never do what I want them to do, because they have unrealistic expectations of other people that they should have for themselves.
That's why some chicks be dry as a mug, but be trying, but they know you got that good shit, but they dry, and like they can't get past that dryness. It's either a nigga they really wanted to be with, but they wanted to fuck with me just because I was a player. Uh-huh. As nigga, and they ain't never seen a nigga like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
It be that type of shit. They be like, man, that nigga fly. But I love my boyfriend, but that nigga fly. He keep talking. And then I done talked him out the draw. So then I be up in there, and I be like, hey, you kind of whack right now.
Yeah.
Why you whack?
Because I'm not in it. So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, free your mind.
But when you love yourself and you know what your body wants and needs, you can have great sex with anyone. Because you can teach someone how to have great sex with you.
That mean I love myself then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because if you know what you want, you'll teach. You'll see the potential and say, you know what, let me help you. Let me let you be the great and the best that you can ever be. This what you think, because you know who you are and what you capable of.
This nigga was lost in his he was lost in his Facebook timeline. I had to call you out. I'm sorry. That Facebook timeline should have had you not loving yourself. You been have forgot about yourself like a motherfucker. Hey, but real talk, I think this is a great topic for you, Brittany. Glad you brought it to the table. And I'm glad you brought it up. And I know this is probably going to be your part one. I know you probably got some other parts you're going to put together.
Yes.
Man, hey, put it together. Let the people know. And let them know how they can find you.
They can find me at Mafia Doll Brittany Inc. Brittany Inc. is BRITTANIINK. Normally, if you type in Mafia, it'll pull up already. But just in case, because I know it's weird. Everybody always screws up my name. Facebook, Brittany Rogers. Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S.
So. And y'all find your boy, I am Jarrell and Cool Jazz. But since this is Brittany's show, and I know I'm kind of like directing her like a mug, because I'm a hey, but look. Go ahead and make your closing statement about your topic so people know what's up. Go ahead. Hey, yeah, see, I put you on the spot. You see how to do that? But you got to make a closing statement. It's your topic, so you got to let them know what's up.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? All right, let me make a closing statement. Love your goddamn self.
Straight up.
Hard.
Or else
you don't love yourself, ain't nobody gonna love your ugly ass. You do you exactly fucking around with real. I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? That was a personal attack of some shit.
Fuck.
But yeah, love yourself, man. And y'all know we tuned in to Uncontrolled Substance Radio, the podcast.
Nigga. What was I supposed to say?
Bob. Baba do bop, yeah, baba do bop, baba do bop, yeah, Uncle Troll, baba do bop, yeah, baba do bop, come on, baba do bop, yeah. It's only one place where we can go to hear the good truth on the radio. I know just where I got to go. You gotta follow Uncle Troll, Uncle Troll, baba do bop, baba do bop. Yeah, baba do bop, come on, Uncle Troll, baba do bop, yeah, baba do bop, come on, baba do bop, yeah, Uncle Troll Substance, yeah, it's Uncle Troll Substance. Hey, it's named after me, right? I see how y'all do. Okay, I'm Uncle Troll, and this is Uncontrolled Substance Radio. Yeah!